Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Religious speech discrimination case reaches the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We'll be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom.
You know, Matt, this case kind of reminds me of the Coach Kennedy case, the coach who wanted to pray silently by himself on the 50-yard line before a football game. So this is also involved with school athletics. This case is Cambridge Christian School versus Florida High School Athletic Association, where this Christian school is asking to be able to pray over the public loudspeaker before a championship football game. And the association has allowed other speech to happen over the loudspeaker, like advertisements, announcements, but they're saying no, no prayer.
So you have two Christian schools in a final athletic competition in a football game. They're playing on a private football field. And so the two schools get together and they say they would like to have a prayer to open up the football game.
Right. They're private.
Two Christian schools agree to have a prayer, and they're playing on a private field. And the athletic association, Florida High School Athletic Association, says, no, you can't do that. That would be somehow an establishment of religion. And so this case now goes all the way up to the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that governs Florida. And now we have been asked to file an amicus brief at the petition for review or certiorari stage, urging the High Court to take the case. And so we have done that now. And the reason why we were asked is because the Court of Appeals distorted our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, and then also the Coach Kennedy case. And they just really got it wrong. And so since the Shurtleff versus City of Boston case is our case, that's why we were requested to file a brief to set the record straight. Mm. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go forward. But we have Cambridge Christian School. It's a private K through 12 Christian school in Tampa. And it's the one that ultimately filed suit against the Florida High School Athletic Association for denying their request to now allow them and another Christian school, University Christian, to conduct a joint prayer over the loudspeaker before the championship football game.
You think of all the issues that kids deal with, and they're saying, no, you can't pray together? Really?
I know.
But, I mean, in 2015, both schools had asked to use the loudspeaker at the stadium to lead attendees in a pregame prayer. And the association allowed University Christian to use the loudspeaker prior to a 2012 championship game against a different Christian school. But then in 2015, the request was denied, and the association explained that the facility was a public facility and that the association was a state actor, and therefore it could not permit or grant a request for pregame prayer. And, I mean, this game was played, I believe it was in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. It was a huge crowd of 1,800, and so they prayed without the loudspeaker, so nobody could hear it.
Yeah. So the Florida High School Athletic Association argued that all speech over the public microphone was not religious speech, but was rather government speech. So the case went all the way up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. They reversed the dismissal of the free speech and free exercise arguments, went back down for more litigation, and evidence was presented that the loudspeaker was frequently used for private speech. However, the district court, the lower court, still granted summary judgment to the High School Athletic Association, and then the Court of Appeals affirmed, holding that a loudspeaker or all the loudspeaker speech is actually government speech, and therefore the athletic association can prohibit it.
But yet they allowed the cheerleading squad to, you know, play their music over the loudspeaker and do their little performances or whatever. What?
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. So they ended up In the Court of Appeals, they ended up citing to our Shurtleff case. This was the Christian flag case in the city of Boston. And then they cited the Lemon versus Kurtzman decision and the Coach Kennedy case. Now, if you remember, I argued the Shurtleff case in 2022. It came down in May of 2022. And in that case, the city of Boston argued that the flagpole, despite the fact that the flags that you could use on these particular flagpoles was open to any person who wanted to raise a flag for their event, the lower courts ruled that this was government speech, and therefore the city of Boston could pick and choose. And so they could allow, like they did, 284 previous applications, and they could deny application 285, which was the Camp Constitution event with the Christian flag. So they said, well, that's government speech, therefore we can do what we want to. And the U.S. Supreme Court, 9-0, unanimously ruled against that proposition. And actually, they cited below the reason for their decision. They cited that they were going to enforce Lemon versus Kurtzman, a 51-year-old case going back to 1971. That if they were to allow a religious speech, then it would be an establishment of religion. The Supreme Court rejected that. Then, a few weeks later, the Supreme Court decided the Coach Kennedy case. And in the Coach Kennedy case, the argument there was, well, this is a government employee, and this is government speech. So if his purpose for kneeling down after the game was religious, then since it's government speech, they can stop him. But if his purpose for kneeling down was for non-religious purposes or reasons, they'll allow it.
He was praying to God.
Quietly.
Silently.
Yeah, that was what he was doing. But if he was not thinking about God, or if he was thinking about something other than non-religious, then it would be okay. And they said, oh, it's Lemon versus Kurtzman. Well, the Supreme Court finally, in that case, citing our case, Shurtleff, finally put the nail in the coffin of Lemon. However, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't think so.
No, you can't pull it out of your arsenal anymore. It's dead.
Yeah, and so they still tried to deal with Shurtleff and Kennedy, and they distorted it. And even though Lemon is dead and buried because of Shurtleff and Kennedy, they are now arguing that, no, this is government speech. This is government speech. Now, in Shurtleff, you had the opportunity for a wide variety of people to use a flagpole and raise a flag on the City Hall property. And so whenever they had the Communist Party flag, they didn't have a problem with that. They even had anti-Communist Party flags. They didn't have a problem with that either. They had LGBTQ flags, of course. They didn't have a problem with that. They actually had a Bunker Hill flag that looks identical to the Christian flag. They didn't have a problem with that because they said it was a non-religious flag. But what they had a problem with is the flag that's the Christian flag, because Hal Shurtleff said in the application that it was a Christian flag. Had he presented it as a secular flag, even though it's the same flag, it would have been okay. So they said, no, you can't do it. And that's essentially what you have here. You've got a history of people using the loudspeaker for a wide variety of speech. And in fact, in the past, as you said, they've even approved prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But now they say, no, to have two Christian schools jointly agree in their competition to open with prayer, somehow now that's become government speech because they're using a government microphone. It's the same kind of thing that happened in Shurtleff. They argued, believe it or not, they argued that they had a flagpole, and while that might be a public forum, in order to get the flagpole raised up to the top, you had to get the crank from somebody in the city. I know you're smiling.
I remember that.
Well, you remember that?
Yes.
Remember?
When we raised the flag.
There was an argument.
Yeah.
Well, the crank, by having to get the crank to crank the flag up, now that's all of a sudden government speech.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how ridiculous it is. And so it's the same kind of thing here. Because they're holding or speaking into a microphone that may be owned by the government, if you will, now all of a sudden whatever goes through that microphone becomes government speech.
Well, we filed a brief asking the High Court to take this, and I pray they do, because I think we could have a really good victory in this situation.
So pray for the case. It's up before the United States Supreme Court. We'll find out sometime in the fall whether the High Court takes this critically important case and sets the record straight with regards to Shurtleff, Kennedy, and the Lemon Test. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.